44% is one of the striking statistics included in the 2013 Assets and Opportunity Scorecard. 44% of Oklahoma residents have little to no emergency savings. To get more specific, that 44% represents what's called a liquid asset poverty rate. It's a measure of how much people have in the way of cash or interest-earning assets like saving accounts or 401ks. And it turns out that more than 2 in 5 people in Oklahoma don't have enough of that to survive, even just at the poverty level, for more than 3 months in the event of a crisis, like losing a job or a medical emergency. That number doesn't come as a surprise to Mary Thomas at the Credit Counseling Centers of Oklahoma.
With the economy, you know, people are just existing now. They're just trying to pay a mortgage, pay rent, groceries, utilities, transportation. The average person does not have a written spending plan in place, so they don't know where the money's going or why it's going and where they need to make adjustments.
The problem, she says, is overspending.
In America, we want things yesterday.
The Credit Counseling Center is a United Way agency that provides money management education and credit counseling. Thomas recognizes that saving can be more of a challenge to those with lower incomes. That's reflected in the scorecard data. Oklahomans who live below the poverty line make up the greatest part of that 44%. But the goal of the center is to show even those with low incomes that they can probably save at least some of what they're spending.
A lot of people don't realize that I'm going to a convenience store every day buying coffee or soda, sandwiches, pastries, and we don't realize that we're spending $6 a day for those things. If you multiply 6 times 5, that's 30. And 30 times 4 is $120. That's some saving money right there.
Efforts at the credit counseling centers are focused on personal responsibility when it comes to finance. But another study out this week points to a challenge that most Oklahomans can't control: tax rates. The income tax structure in Oklahoma is technically progressive, meaning that the highest earners pay the highest tax rates. But the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy finds that in Oklahoma, not to mention most states, if you look at all forms of taxation, not just income, then the system actually looks regressive, meaning the lowest earners pay the largest percentage of their income in taxes. Jean Perry with the Oklahoma Policy Institute explains why this is.
The biggest contributor to that is sales tax.
Because, of course, everyone pays the same rate of sales tax.
Families who are making less spend a larger portion of what they make on necessities. They're spending it all pretty much on groceries, on their rent, on the very basic things that they need to get by. They're not saving, so they're pretty much paying sales tax on all of their income.
In Oklahoma, the lowest 20% of earners pay 10% of their income in taxes. The top 1% of earners pay a little less than 5%.
The tax system is upside down. It shouldn't be taking the most from people who can afford it least.
The Oklahoma Policy Institute is advocating for a change to the tax system that would relieve the sales tax burden on the poorest Oklahomans and shift revenue collection toward the more wealthy. But much of the recent discussion of tax policy at the state capitol is focused on cutting income tax. Governor Fallon is expected to propose a revised plan to cut income tax in her upcoming State of the State address. The effect of such a measure on the poorest Oklahomans and their ability to save money will likely be a major topic of discussion in the approaching legislative session. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.